At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're listening to GRayRecords.com, your place for music plus more. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, packed with music, information, plus more. You enjoy.
She walks in sparks like a midnight sun. Heartbeats hum where the rivers run. A cold in her veins, electric divine. Xanya Monet, she's ahead of her time. Every step's a rhythm, every breath's a key. She's a future singing in harmony.
Okay, so let's get into it. We're doing a deep dive today on the AI shift in music, specifically this huge story about Xanya Monet.
Yeah, the AI artist who landed that, what was it, a $3 million record deal?
Exactly, $3 million with Hollywood Media. That's Neil Jacobson's company, you know, ex-Interscope exec.
Right, and really our mission here is to kind of unpack what this means. It's more than just a contract. It feels like a seismic shift for, well, everything. Creativity, money, copyright.
It really does.
Yeah.
Because Xanya Monet, she's fully AI-powered R&B.
Yeah.
And that deal, that visibility, it's kind of stunning.
It signals something big, doesn't it? Maybe. Maybe investors are starting to see human artists as, well, risky. And this is quantifiable, scalable data instead.
And the data itself is pretty wild. Xanya Monet racked up 9.8 million U.S. streams.
Wow.
Yeah. And get this, over half of that, like maybe 5 million plus, came in just 1 week.
That's incredible velocity.
It is. And her track, How Was I Supposed to Know, actually hit number one on the R&B digital song sales chart.
Number one.
And it even charted on hot gospel songs, landed at number 21. All this, and she's never done an interview, never performed live.
Which is fascinating, right? Because there is a human element just differently. She was created or maybe engineered by Talisha Nikki Jones.
Ah, right. The poet and designer.
Exactly. Jones apparently writes like 90% of the lyrics based on her own life, her community, real human experience.
So that raw stuff, that vulnerability, gets fed into the AI.
Yeah, specifically into Suno. That's the AI platform they use, the engine that does the composing and the actual singing voice. It polishes it all up.
But the industry shift, I mean, signing a $3 million deal without showing a face or singing a note live, that's the part that feels different.
Totally different. The deal was based purely on the audio data, the stream metrics.
So is the appeal here really just corporate efficiency? Less hassle, maybe?
I think that's a huge part of it, yeah. From the label or investor side, think about it. AI artists mean, well, lower overhead, no tour support initially, fewer logistical nightmares.
Right, none of the usual artist wrangling.
Yeah, and speed. Production timelines just collapse. Stuff that took months can now take days. For hitting streaming targets, for scaling up fast, that's gold.
It sounds like the old model was, I don't know, egos and arguments, and this new one is just servers and code.
You could say that. Very efficient.
But there has to be a downside, right? This efficiency, doesn't it feel like it devalues the human side of things, a craft?
Absolutely. And you're hearing that pushback. Artists like Kalani, for instance, spoke out publicly about this deal, questioning, you know, the soul, the labor involved. Is this authentic?
Yeah, I saw that. And this isn't exactly the first time AI music caused a stir.
Not at all. Remember Timberland's project, Stage Zero, with that AI act? That got people talking, raising similar kinds of questions.
And then there was that completely viral thing, Heart on My Sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
The deepfake track.
Oh yeah, Ghostwriter 977. Mimicking Drake in The Weeknd so convincingly it scared the industry.
Exactly. It showed how easy replication could be, which just throws gasoline on the whole copyright fire.
And that's where things get legally very, very messy. You mentioned Suno earlier, the platform used for Monet.
Right.
Well, Suno is actually facing class action lawsuits right now. The claim is copyright infringement, that they trained their AI on huge amounts of copyrighted music without getting permission, without paying.
Ah. Whoa. Okay, so if those lawsuits go against Suno.
Exactly. If courts decide these AI companies have to pay for the data they trained on, then the whole economic model for deals like Sanyo Monet's could potentially unravel. That $3 million investment looks very different if the foundational data wasn't legitimate.
So we've got this tension. The industry is moving incredibly fast, chasing metrics, deals, scale.
While artists are worried about, you know, the soul being engineered out of music, it demands adaptation, sure, but you have to ask, adaptation to what exactly?
It's a fundamental question.
Which brings us to a final thought for you, the listener. We know fans want connection. Think about the Tupac hologram at Coachella back in 2012. That was a huge cultural moment, right? People responded to that presence, even knowing it was tech.
Yeah, I remember that. It was eerie, but compelling.
So if AI can now mimic not just a voice, but deep human vulnerability, the little cracks and catches in a vocal performance, if it can do that perfectly, what's the cultural risk? When you genuinely can't tell the difference between a real human expressing something real and a synthetic performance designed to feel real, where does that leave us?
She walks in sparks like a midnight sun. Heart beats home where the rivers run. A code in her veins, electric divine. Sanyo Monet, she's ahead of her time. Every step's a rhythm, every breath's a key. She's a future singing harmony. Sanyo Monet.